Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
Well, let's bring on Pastor Leroy and see what he has to say. How you doing, Pastor Leroy?
How you doing, Pastor Ken? I'm doing fine, my friend. I don't know if you know what's been going on Pastor Kent's show. Do you ever listen to our show over there? I'm sorry. It's not actually Pastor Kent's show. It's our show. And I haven't had a chance.
I've been kind of busy. What's been going on?
Well, what happened is yesterday evening, Pastor Kent came out and said that he has to wear adult diapers.
Okay.
What that did is it created a firestorm on social media, and it really did affect Pastor Kent. And because everybody was making fun of him. Because he has to wear.
Well, what happened? What happened? Why does he have to wear adult diapers?
He's got an incontinence problem. You know, it happens sometimes. You know, as you get older, you know, you and me are about the same age. He's like a year younger than us, but he's got obviously got that kind of problem. My point here is that, and he made that public yesterday, and. He has been firestormed with horrible remarks all over social media, and it affected the show tonight. I talked to him earlier today before the show, and he broke down on the phone crying to me.
Wow.
Now, I'm dead serious. And when we did the show tonight, he told me he didn't want to do the show, that he was going to sit on the side, but I ran the show. We got some callers that wanted to talk to him, and he came on the air, and he was okay. But that really, really hurt him, man. And I'm going to say to the people out there, whoever you are, wherever you are, that did that to him, it's terrible, man. You know, as we get older, things happen with your bodies. It is what it is. And the fact that he came out and said that last night, he didn't expect everybody to be busting his balls consistently about it. Pastor Ken, you know I love your brother. I'm not going to go off on your show about our show, okay, because that's a different show. But I wanted to let people know who are listening tonight. Please stop it. Leave him alone. Okay? We're going to be doing a show on Friday night. You know, stop it. He turned chat off. He turned chat off 2 days ago because his chat room was so vulgar that he couldn't even stand it anymore.
Really?
So it's been a horrible situation the last couple of days with Pastor Ken. So I hope, Pastor Ken, that you will say a prayer for him tonight because he's having a rough time. And we'll be doing a show Friday night that he is going to be pretty much hosting, running the show, but he'll probably host it. And you might want to call in and say, yeah, and here we go. Now, I'm getting a rumor here. Somebody in the chat room is saying that they're calling Kent Diaperhead and Huggy's face.
That's not nice. That's not nice.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about. So I'm going to sit on the side. If you got any callers, you take them. I'll just. You know, put myself on mute, but it's upsetting. It really is. And Pastor Kent, a lot of people don't notice about him, but he's very emotional, and he takes this very seriously. He takes his show very seriously, Please stop the bullshit, man. That's all I ask. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm pleading for him.
We shouldn't call people names. Okay?
It's very immature. I mean, come on, man. Grow up, man. What are you guys? Most of you guys in your 30s? Maybe 20s, 30s? Grow the fuck up, man. All due respect to you, Pastor Ken. I don't mean to say that kind of language on here, but it's enough already, man. Very upset.
Yeah.
I got to hear this guy crying on the phone to me, man. That's how upset he is. And that's no bullshit, man. The man is upset about this. All right, that's it. I'm going to sit on the side there. I'll put myself on mute there, Pastor Ken. I love you, brother.
I love you, too. Let's not be calling Pastor Kent names. That's not warranted, okay? He's a man trying to do a godly show, okay? And so, let the man have his show. If you don't like him, you don't have to listen to him. Okay. All righty. Well, let's take a call here. 111. You're on the air. What's
up? That's the kid. How you doing?
All right. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. This is Pastor Bobby.
Hey, Pastor Bobby. How you doing?
All right. It's Pastor Leroy there.
Yeah, he's here.
Yeah, I'm here, Pastor Bobby. What can I do for you, my friend?
Hey, man, I was trying to call you on your cell phone, and you didn't answer. So when I call next time, can you please answer?
Well, see, the problem is I have actually like three cell phones. I got one for the parish, I got one for my personal use, and I got one for this kind of use. So
okay. I see. All righty, man. Yeah, man. Hey, where's Pastor Wanda
at? She took the night off. She was busy. She had to do something else.
Man. Hey, did you listen to the Tony Talk show?
Yes, I did. I did listen to the Tony Talk show.
Man, he was talking crap about Pastor Wanda.
Yeah, I know he was. And he don't even know.
I know, man. Pastor Wanda, sweet woman.
Yeah.
Tony,
yeah.
I know, man. Tony needs to be like Humpty Dumpty. You know, he needs to fall off that wall and let reality hit him.
I gotta say, bless his heart. I mean, he's trying to do a show and he thinks he's being funny, okay, but he's really not. He's just showing off how stupid he is, okay, so.
And, all the time when a person talks about his penis and he's saying it's big, it's not. It's really small. So I think he has a small penis complex.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, micro penis or something. Yeah, okay. Last time I was listening to the show, and he was saying that the C-ring came off of his wheel. So, man, you know, if a C-ring falls off that, you know, your thing is small.
Yeah.
But anyways, what's the show about today, Pastor Ken?
Well, I was going to talk about, I was going to read from the Bible tonight. I was going to talk about Genesis 1, Psalms 1, 1 to 3, and Proverbs 1, verse 7. Okay?
All right. I'll just sit back, lay back, and you take the show.
All righty. Well, let's get into the message for tonight. It's it's how it all began. You see, in the beginning, Elohim, the Mighty Ones, he was the Father, Yahweh, the Son, Yeshua, and the Holy Spirit, okay, created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of Yahweh was hovering over the faces of the waters. Then Yahweh said, let there be light, and there was light. And Yahweh saw the light, and it was good. And Yahweh divided the light from darkness. And Yahweh called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Then Yahweh said, let there be firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Thus Yahweh made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament, the waters which were above the firmament, and so Yahweh called the firmament heaven, and so the evening and the morning were the second day. And Yahweh said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And Yahweh called the dry land earth, and the gathering together the waters he called seas, and Yahweh saw that it was good. Then Yahweh said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is itself on earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and the herbs that yield the seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed itself according to its kind. And Yahweh saw that it was good, so the evening and the morning were the third day. Then Yahweh said, let there be light in the firmament, and the heavens to divide the day from the night. And let them be signs and seasons for the days and years. And let them be for the lights in the firmament of heavens to give light on the earth. And it was so. And Yahweh made two great lights, the great light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Yahweh set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from darkness. And Yahweh saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Then Yahweh said, let the waters abound with abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens. So Yahweh created great sea creatures, and every living thing that moves, which the waters abounded according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And Yahweh saw that it was good, and the seas let birds multiply on the earth. So the evening and the morning were the fifth day. Then Yahweh said, let the earth bring forth living creature according to its kind, cattle and creeping thing and beasts of the earth, each according to its own kind. And it was so. And Yahweh made the beasts of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And Yahweh saw that it was good. And Yahweh said, let us make man in our own image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So Yahweh created man in his own image. In the image of Yahweh, he created him male and female, but created them. Then Yahweh blessed them, and Yahweh said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on earth. And Yahweh said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be for food, and also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth in which there is life. I have given every green herb for food, and it was so. Then Yahweh saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the hosts of them were finished, and on the seventh day Yahweh ends his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. And Yahweh blessed the seventh day, sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which Yahweh had created and made. This is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that Yahuwah, Lord God, made the earth and the heavens, before any plant of the field was on the earth, and before any herb of the field had grown, for Yahuwah had not caused it to rain on earth, and there was no man to till the ground. But a mist went up from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And Yahuwah formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life of man, became a living being. And Yahuwah planted a garden eastward of Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed, and out of the ground Yahuwah made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now a river went out of Eden to the water of the garden, and from it parted and became four river heads. The name of the first is Pishon, which is one that skirts the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold, and the gold of the land is good. Bdellium and the onyx stone are there. The name of the second river is Gihon, which one goes around the whole land of Cush. The name of the third river is Hezekiel, as one goes toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. And Yahuwah took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And Yahuwah commanded the man, saying, of every tree of this garden you may feel free to eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you will surely die. And Yahuwah said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. Out of the ground Yahuwah formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air, and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that it was its name. So Adam gave names to all cattle, to all the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helper comparable to him. And Yahuwah caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of the ribs and closed up the flesh in his place. Then the rib which Yahuwah had taken from man, he had made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And Adam said, this is now bones of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she is taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and he shall become one flesh. Now let's worship. In Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 and 3, blessed is the man who walks in not the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of Yahuwah, and in his law meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whether he does not prosper. In Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, the fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Amen. I hope this reading from the Bible today goes with you and fills you full of knowledge. I'm going to be doing readings from different parts of the Bible again. We're going to see how that goes for a while, okay? I try to keep it simple. And if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you can do so today. And all you have to do is simply say this simple prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation, and I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you into the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. And if you said that prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. Press the 1 key and we'll bring you on, and you can tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, we got a caller here for 111. I'm going to take it and see who we got. 111, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you doing?
All right, how are you?
All right, let me ask you some questions on the Bible.
Okay.
First of all, did Herod try to kill Jesus as a child?
Did Herod?
Herod.
Yeah,
King Herod.
He ordered babies to be killed. Okay, back in that time, yeah.
Okay. So who would be the ones who would be out to kill the babies?
Well, it was the soldiers of Herod.
Exactly. Now, who were these soldiers?
They were the king's men.
Exactly. And the king was also controlled by the Romans at the time, correct? In fact, all of the vassal states of the Romans had local soldiers, police officers, and such, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay. And military duty was mandatory, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me ask you, 30 years later, when Jesus popped up in the Bible, what makes you think Jesus and the disciples were able to go AWOL and not do military service?
Well, I believe it was because, you know, Jesus being the Son of God, okay?
No. Even if there was a special military exemption for the Son of God, how did the other apostles evade military service without getting killed? Because, you know, going AWOL or failure to serve in an army usually means death, correct? Or jail.
Well, yeah. I guess back then, okay, see, the Romans came over and took over the land. You had people.
No. The Romans sued the Israelites, the Scythians, everyone, to fight off the enemies. There was a standing military there.
Okay.
The Romans did administrative services, and they taxed the local people, correct?
Yeah.
It says so in the Bible.
Yeah.
Okay. So how did Jesus and the disciples evade military service?
I really didn't
answer
that
question.
I don't know that.
The answer is, he didn't evade military service. That's why he went from being born to age 32 in the Bible, correct?
No, he was raised from a baby on up. Okay, he didn't go directly.
Is there any passages anywhere? Did anyone see him until he was 32 years old?
Oh yeah, he was seen as a child in the synagogue.
Okay. No, he was not. The only time the Bible mentions Jesus was at age 30 from birth to age 30. There is, in between that time, there is nothing there. And if you could show me a passage of Jesus doing his bar mitzvah or whatever, let me know. Give me a verse.
Well, there's not a verse per se in the Bible. Okay? There's not
a
verse.
Is there any mention of Jesus before 30 years old?
No.
Where? Okay, exactly.
No, there's not. There's not.
So between 0 and 30, he didn't exist because he was in the military. Or he was in jail, or shot, or had his head cut off for being a deserter.
Okay. So where are you going with this?
Yeah. Well, what's up with this, man?
You're more than welcome to refute me.
Well, no, I'm trying to figure where are you going with this. Okay?
I'm saying as a fact that Jesus and the apostles were in the military. They were soldiers. He was Sergeant Jesus.
I didn't know there was no talk of that either.
Let me tell you about my background as an amateur archaeologist, Mossad agent. I've been stationed in Big Springs trying to take down Clay Douglas. Unfortunately, he's evaded me from the time I dressed up like an old lady and tried to run him over on his motorcycle in Phoenix until this day where my associate, Candy Cohen, otherwise known as Candy Clatton, tried to eliminate him. But hey, let me ask you, as a Mossad agent, I'm very aware of what happened in Sbarro. What was the name of your cousin who was killed there?
Sir, what?
Hello? Your cousin who was killed in the Sbarro bombing. What was his name?
I don't know. I don't have a cousin that was killed in the Sbarro bombing.
You didn't have a member of your family that was killed in a bombing in Israel?
No.
Oh. Maybe that was Ken. Ken Hopper? Ken Juan? One of you. Anyways, I think I've located where this Clay Douglas is now.
I thought it was in New Mexico.
It may be in New Mexico, from what I hear. I'll have to eliminate him. He exposed me and my organization to all six of his readers of his biker magazine. So,
what is your organization?
Mossad. Mossad Haganah Israel.
Okay.
We're out to eliminate Clay Douglas.
Why?
Well, he exposed us. He had a biker magazine. He exposed us.
Okay. And
so we have to eliminate him. I'm trying to blow up his trailer. I put C4 in the anus of his dog Bandit. It killed the dog. It didn't blow up. Maybe I'm not the best of officers. But I will tell you for a fact, you can find and buy the uniform of soldiers in the antiquities bazaars. And Jesus was a soldier. No question about it.
Okay. All right. You got interesting views. Interesting views. Okay.
All right.
I never
thank you.
Jesus being a soldier.
But yes, he was. Definitely. If there was no soldiers, there would be no one to defend the country.
Okay. All right. Well, that's an interesting thought. And what is your name, sir?
Tom Balak.
You come Balak. Okay.
You come Balak. Balak, you know, Balak, it's in the Bible.
But,
he's thunder.
He's thunder, yeah. Okay, all right. Well, I'm glad you joined us tonight.
Well, if anyone has any tips on the whereabouts of Clay, let me know. He still needs to be eliminated.
Okay, all righty. Well, we'll let you
all
know.
All right. Thank you.
God bless you, sir. God bless you.
Thank you.
You have a great night. Okay.
Amen. Back at
you. Amen. Okay, thank you. Take care. Okay, let's bring on another person from 111. Okay. 111, you're on the air.
How are you doing there, Kenny?
Hey, Clay, how you doing? Matter of fact, they were talking about you. Do you know this guy, Block?
Try to assassinate me. You won't even get an inch. Try it.
Well, why would you do something like that?
Well, I got handed a manual about Manuel Noriega. And I'm the one that blew the whistle on all the war that's going on. And from this day, they still want to kill me.
That's crazy. Well, I'm glad you're alive.
Pick up another caller
there,
Ken. Huh? Pick up another caller.
Okay, yeah, we got another 111 caller. Let me see who we got. 111, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Mississippi Mike, and I've got some information I'd like to share with you, if that's okay, Pastor Ken. I'm an avid listener of your show, and I care a lot. Do you have Pastor Leroy still as a co-host on your show?
Yes, I do. I have Pastor Leroy as a co-host.
I'm really glad about that, because I've heard a lot of rumors recently that Pastor Leroy and Kent Hopper are in a homosexual relationship. I don't know if that's true, but does your gaydar go off whenever you hear Leroy speak, or do you think
you
I'm
know
just
what?
Talking
hold on,
to you?
Hold on, hold on, man. Hold on, look, I sit on the side until my voice. Look, man, how many times do I have to tell you people? This is the third week in a row that there's been a rumor going around. it's ridiculous, man. I mean, seriously, ridiculous.
Don't I mean,
stop it, man. No, just cut
I
it
mean,
out,
I wouldn't
man.
Judge if it were true. You know, it's okay to experiment, especially when you're younger. I wouldn't judge.
Oh, goodness gracious. All right, you know what? All right. Look, I'm eating some dinner, man.
Okay. Well,
well Ken,
I don't think...
Big fan of the show. Big fan of the show.
I don't think Pastor Kent and Pastor Leroy are having a sexual relationship. I think that's
well,
false.
Well, that's really good to hear. I'm not going to lie to you, because I've just been really concerned about that. Everybody's been saying it, and they've been saying that pictures exist, and there's a Skype chat and everything. And, you know, I couldn't imagine all these pastors having a gay sex orgy together. I mean, as a gay man, would you find Pastor Ken's attractive or Pastor Leroy? I mean, this is just confidential. We could just talk real silent about it, if it makes any sense. Lower our voice.
Well, I don't find them attractive. No, I've never seen a picture of Pastor Leroy, okay, nor have I seen him in person, okay. So I wouldn't tell you, I couldn't tell you about how Pastor Leroy looked, okay. But I have seen pictures of Pastor Kent. And no, I can't say I'm not attracted to Pastor Ken. But he's a friend of mine.
He's a friend of yours. Oh, okay. That makes sense. Well, I just wanted to confront those rumors on this show because I was going to say it'd be a little bit concerning. But again, like I would respect it and I would wholly endorse it. I think we need more LGBTQ representation among the pastors of Blog Talk Radio. I think it's a good idea to have an LGBTQ-centered show, and I just want to hear Leroy's voice on that too. But, you know, maybe he's great. Maybe he's not gay. All right, I got to go. I'll talk to you later, Pastor Kent.
Okay, Mississippi Mike. God bless you. Okay, 111. Okay, take a call, 111.
I'm calling in. I'm one of Pastor Leroy's parishioners down in the Bronx. And I want to say I really love Kent's show. I think he speaks the truth, and I definitely think he's probably not gay anymore.
Yeah. I know at one point in time he lived as a gay man for two. That was a way long.
I heard he sucked some dicks. I heard he was sugar cookie in prison. But I think that's behind him now. And I think definitely him. I think he's definitely fine now. I think he's on straight.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay.
That's all I want to say. If you could put me back on mute, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. God bless you.
Bless you too, man.
All right, 111, you're on here. How you doing?
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah.
You all right?
Where's Wanda?
She's not here tonight.
She stick you up?
No, she had something else to do tonight, so she couldn't make it in tonight.
Probably fucking Farrar, am I right? In the back room,
nah,
where you go get the microwave pizzas and shit?
Nah.
Would you let Wanda fuck Tony Farrar?
No. That would never happen.
But you fuck Wanda silly, right? I mean, she got those dicks.
Okay, that's enough of that. 111, you're on the air.
Orale, what's happening there?
Hey, what's up, baby?
Hey, just calling in to see how everything is, Owen.
Everything's great, Beanie. How's it with you?
I'm, you know, here in Los Angeles. You know, they're trying to have us take the COVID shot, man, and just to work.
Yeah.
I'm on the run right now, you know. They're trying to get me. Yeah, they're trying to get me, man. The government, man, they're trying to get me, man. But I say no, not the COVID, the shot, man.
Okay, all right. Well, okay, yeah. Everybody has the right to choose their poison, whether they want to get the COVID shot or not. Yep.
Yeah, that's what I say.
I mean, myself, I've had four COVID shots. I've had four.
Hey, Holmes, you took four and you're still alive, man. That's a miracle.
Yeah, I'm alive. Yeah, I've taken all four of them. I've had two in the beginning. One as a booster, and then I had another one when a new strain came out. I had a booster.
Well, you know, the CDC had to admit that COVID shots do cause blood clots. That's why a whole bunch of people were dying with heart attacks.
Huh? I don't know.
Yeah. The government killed Kennedy, you know, and what makes you think they won't kill you, you know?
Yeah, well, that's true. Okay, I mean, but we gotta take them at the word that they're not trying to kill us.
Yeah, so I'm gonna move out of California, man. I'm thinking about moving to San Antonio.
Hey, well, San Antonio will welcome you, B. Okay, I'd definitely like to meet you in person.
That'd be cool, Holmes. Yeah, man,
yeah.
That'd be cool.
You know what I mean? We can hang out.
Yeah, drink some Modelos.
Yeah.
All right. Any more callers, Holmes?
Yes, I have a 111. 111, you're on the air.
Hello,
Pastor. 111, you're on the air.
Hello, Pastor.
Yes.
I've got a question for you about falling away from the church. As a youngster, I was born in the Catholic faith, and I once had a priest pull his genitals out on me, and I left. It took me a long time to get back to believing in God, trusting in God, and going to services. And I started working at this local church, and I work as a janitor there, and I'm starting to, you know, pick up Jesus and God and all that again. But my faith has been shaken, Pastor, and I need you to help me out here.
Okay.
Yes, Pastor, go ahead.
I was gonna say, how can I help you? What can I do for you?
Let me tell you this experience I had, and then you can, I don't know, maybe shine some light on how I can seek God from this experience I had, all right?
Okay.
Well, I was the janitor for this church, and there was this visiting pastor who came in, and he was very nice, and he was helping me find Jesus Christ. And anyway, when I was cleaning one night at 9 p.m., in the church, I opened the sacristy, and one of the elders and the two pastors were fucking each other. The names were Bruce, Pastor Leroy, and Pastor Ken. They were fucking each other, and I have pictures and stuff, and it scares me. I don't know what to do, but these three were going after it, and they were telling me no sex before marriage. And I don't think any of them will marry. And I don't know what to do. My faith has been shaken. But, yeah, these three guys, I walked in on them. It was a guy named Bruce, the visiting pastor Leroy, and a Pastor Kent. So, yeah, Pastor Kent, if you're going to help me understand what to do. I mean, you know, I thought I was getting back in the faith. Now I don't know what's happening.
Well, are you sure you saw that going on?
Look, man, I don't tell no lies. I mean, that's one of them commandments right there, is I don't tell lies. And I would not use the Lord's name in vain. I would not swear on the Lord. But if I had to, in a court of law, you know, put my hand on the Bible and swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, I would swear that I saw the three of them getting after it, and I was just, it shook me, because they had all preached to me, you know, Pastor, that no sex before marriage, and there they were going after it.
Wow. Wow. Well, I'm shocked. I guess I would be thrown off guard by that myself. To see that going on in a church, okay, that would be kind of rough to view. Well, all I can tell you is that you just because what other people do, okay, should not shake your faith, okay, in the Lord, okay?
Okay, okay, Pastor.
Okay, you know, you are an individual, okay, and you have the right to love God, fear God, okay? Okay, and that shouldn't shake you away from God. Because what you saw, okay? All you have to do is put that away from you, okay? And don't acknowledge it, okay?
All right.
Okay, just leave it be, okay? Leave it in God's hands, okay?
Uh-huh.
And
thank you, Bob.
And you take up God for yourself. Amen?
Okay, Pastor, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, let's bring on another caller here, 111.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, this is...
Hi.
This is Sherry. This is Sherry.
Hey,
hi.
Sherry, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. Is it true that Pastor Kent wears diapers?
Was, he announced that on his show the other day, yes. I guess he does, okay? I guess he's having problems with incontinence.
Is he getting any diaper donations?
I don't know. I really don't know.
They cost a lot.
Yeah, I guess they would cost some money, yeah. Okay, so I don't think he's getting any donations. I know.
Have you ever met him in person?
No, I've never met Pastor Kent in person or Pastor Leroy.
He probably smells like urine.
I don't know.
Anyway, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, 111, we got another caller here. 111,
hey,
you're on here.
Hey, baby, this
Hello,
is Barney.
Oh, how you doing?
This is Barney from
huh?
the Bronx. Barney. Barney.
Barney.
From the Bronx. Yes. Barney from the Bronx.
How you doing, Barney from the Bronx?
I'm wonderful. I was just calling in to verify that my man friend, Bernard or Barry, and also Pastor Leroy, we all share each other in a bathhouse in the Bronx, New York City. Anally?
Oh, really?
Orally? Yes.
I didn't know there was a bathhouse in the Bronx.
Oh. Let me
I thought
tell
they
you
were
something.
All in Manhattan.
No, sir. Listen, baby. Bruce and he's a gray beard. He's smoking hot. And he could suck the chrome off a pipe. And let me just tell you, he's got an asshole as tight as a fist. And I love fucking him. Oh, how I love his asshole. Bruce, if you're listening, I love you, baby. I'll see you soon.
Okay. God bless you. All right. 111, you're on the air. 111, you're on the air.
Arr, this is a Bluebeard. Arr, where is me diapers? Where is me diapers?
You
I hear he has nuggets in his diapers. A lot of gold.
All right. 101.
Give me the
numbers. 101, you're on here.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, let me tell you a story. My name is C.O. I grew up in Boston.
Uh-huh.
My family owned a tiny restaurant.
Okay.
It's Sun Gong Ren. I'm from originally Sun Gong Ren. And
okay.
One day, that Italian man come in and make fun of the water. And later that night, my father killed himself.
Oh.
Yeah. What do you think I should do to the fat man who did this?
I would forgive him. I would forgive him.
No, I am not Christian. I'm Buddhist.
You're Christian? You're Buddhist? Huh? Well, doesn't Buddha forgive?
No.
Buddha
or come
forgive?
From Hindu.
I go to China where I am in college
and join the People's Liberation Army and become spy and come back to the United States.
Oh.
And I'm still looking for a fat man in Boston. He's sticking his forks together and make ching ching sound and go, you hear that? Ching chong, ching chong. I'm calling you, chinks. Chink, chink, chink. He called my
was
father, Santa. I called him chink.
Is that Tony Gaga?
No. It's a fat guy. He's a fat guy, a fat Italian guy.
Tony Gaga, Uncle Tony.
Exactly. That is his fake name. He's fat man. He killed my father.
Oh. Yeah, I think he's a bad man. He calls people names.
I put COVID on my condom. I was going to fuck him up my ass. To give him super COVID.
Yeah.
No, but this fat guy, Tony, he killed my father. Everyone knows the story. You go to China Rama and Saw just where my father worked and make fun of him. No reason. I was putting the fortune cookies in the little bag for to go customers. And I see all this.
Huh. Okay. Well.
No. What should I do?
I really don't know. Okay? I don't know what you should do. I can say maybe forgive him, okay? But I don't know anything else. That would be up to you.
What would you do it? If someone killed your father, how'd your father die?
My father died of natural causes.
Okay. What if that Italian man makes fun of your father and he killed himself?
Yeah, well, I would pray for him.
Pray for who?
Your father.
Aren't you Bible saying eye for eye, tooth for tooth?
But it's in the Bible. It says that. Okay, but God came.
So I cut his fat neck. How do I kill him?
I don't know.
What about that black preacher on there? He's dug. Let me ask him how to murk him.
Pastor Leroy left. Okay, I don't know where he went.
Oh, probably sell crack. They sell crack outside the restaurant. Black people. Eggway, we call him in China. Eggway.
Okay.
That ghost. You can only see their eyes at night.
Oh. Okay. Well, let's take some more callers here. Oh, we got Pastor Leroy here. Hold on. Let's bring Pastor Leroy on. Pastor Leroy. Okay.
Yeah, I've been here. What's going on, man?
How do I kill fat Italian man who killed my father? You black people know about killing people?
Who is this? Who's this chinky guy? Who is this guy, man?
My daddy worked at China restaurant in Shawkish. Fat Italian guy named Tony come in drunk and make fun of my father. My father go home at night and kill himself.
Yeah, you know what? Pastor Ken, I feel like I'm ordering from a Chinese restaurant, man.
No, no. You don't order. No substitution.
Yeah, look, I want some Mugu God Pan, man.
How do I kill fat Italian man? You black, you know.
But, who is this? Who is this, Pastor Ken? I came on late.
I told you I grew up in Shawgish. My dad worked at China Rama. Fat Italian man, they only come in.
He wants to know if you got any advice on how he should kill Uncle Tony.
Okay. Hey, I'm all about that, brother. Let me tell you something. Last night on Tony's show, man, he made fun of me. He made fun of Pastor Kent. He made fun of Pastor Ken. And he mentioned Tony Farrar on his show. And Pastor Ken, if you have not listened to it, I suggest you listen to it later tonight. His show was all about blasphemy. He was blasting everybody for some reason that he doesn't like. So, because he is a fat, jealous Dago man who doesn't understand how Blog Talk works. He doesn't get it. I don't think he'll ever get it.
Yeah.
That's how well I'm good, but he killed my father.
Well, Pastor Leroy, he wants advice on how to kill Uncle Tony. What do you think he should do?
You know what I would do with Uncle Tony is that just show up at his house with numerous jars of ragu sauce and a lot of spaghetti and make him eat himself to death, man. That would be hilarious, that fat bastard.
No, I want to send Chinese hooker to his house and put COVID in her pussy. I'm going to make fat Italian man explode. Call my dad Chink. McFarney.
Can you imagine, Pastor Ken? Pastor Ken, can you imagine Tony in a Chinese restaurant being chopped up? Man, they would have enough food to feed people for like 3 months, man, if they chop him up.
Yeah, pork, very, very common in China. Pork. Keep it pork. Pork like the pork.
Okay. Well, okay.
Okay, I leave it open to the rest of your listener how I should kill Tony.
Okay, let me bring on another 111 caller. 111, you're on the air.
Hey, man, what's up, everybody? Hey, man. Did you know that
because you know Tony is in that movie, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. You know he played Piglet? Yeah, he's a funny guy now, man. Yeah, Tony, man. He played Piglet, man. Anyway, if you want to kill him, man, all you got to do is put some ravioli on the ground and let it go onto a big old trap box, and you'll be trapped, and then you can serve them to a bag. We eat it, poo, we eat them.
Pastor, let me ask you a question. You have any prayer for Fred Gabe? A dirty-ass Italian man to make dead?
Who are you talking to,
mate? He's filthy, dirty-ass Italian.
Yeah, he's dirty-ass Italian, all right.
Okay. Well,
you can put him on the roaster. And instead of putting the apple in his mouth, you can put it in his butthole.
Okay, next time he has show, I will stay next to his house, his apartment, knock on door all the time, say Chinese food. And then when he opens it up, I figure out that. Someone needs to eliminate that Italian man like this. He killed my daughter.
Okay. Well, okay, well, thank God bless you. I'm gonna put everybody on mute. I'm gonna play some music, and then I'll bring everybody back on. Okay? All right. Okay, this here, play some great gospel music. Woohoo! Here we go. It's by Tasha Cobbs Leonard called Pour It Out. Here we go.
Heaven smiles upon your broken worship. Yeah.
I've been loving this show.
I'm glad you like it. All right. Okay. All right. Pastor Leroy, what you doing?
Well, I'm just sitting on the side here, man. I'm just enjoying the show. I think that was some fantastic music. Who's on here?
Hey, man.
Hello.
Hey, man. Hey, Pastor King.
Yeah.
You got Wanda's number?
No, I don't.
Man, I wanted to call her, man, so we could hook up.
Well, I don't think she's into hooking up these days.
Yeah, I hear what them lips do, man.
No, you know what?
No,
honestly, I think Pastor Wanda's days are over, as far as that's concerned.
She what?
Okay, we got some more callers here. Let's bring on 111. See what you got to say. Hey, 111, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, how you doing?
Hey, you know who this is, obviously. But I got a question for Pastor Leroy.
I got a question for Pastor Leroy.
Yeah.
Why are the two Tonys on the line, man?
Tony, you disrespected me. You disrespected Pastor Kent. You disrespected Pastor Ken. And you disrespected Tony Farrell on your show last night. Did you or did you not, man?
Well, I'm calling in because I owe an apology. But I just got a question, if you don't mind, and then I can go on to my public apology.
Okay, go ahead.
Questions for you. Hello, are you there? Who are you?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello.
Go ahead, I'm here.
You're not me.
I'm here, man. Talk.
Oh, how you got on the show? What?
Jealous?
Yeah, fucking idiot.
You fucking idiot.
I can't tell which one is real, man.
Ow!
Okay.
Hey, Tony, man, I heard you piglet, man.
What the hell was that,
man? You came out of Winnie the Pooh.
I think Tony left. I don't know what's going on.
So the guy calls in to the show to be a retard.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Let's take some more calls here. 111, you're on the air. 111, you're on the air.
Hi, Pastor Kenny. This is Gary. How are you?
All right, Gary. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing great. Hi, fellas. Who else is on?
We got Pastor Leroy, Pastor Bobby.
Oh, how wonderful.
Hey, man, what's up?
Well, I just wanted to call and just let you know, Pastor Kenny, that, you know, I stood up for being gay and having a gay lifestyle. And when I did that, I was told that I shouldn't be doing that I was being aggressive and whatnot. And I did this on the Dr. Kent show. And then, after that, when they went on to say how they could defend themselves and all that, and then I brought up a Bible verse about turning the other cheek, and then they reprimanded me, got really upset at me, put me on hold, then hung up on me, and I told them, well, I think pastors should be held to a higher standard and should be turning the other cheek, but they get mad at me because of my lifestyle. Now,
I don't think they should get mad at you.
But see, here's where I'm going with this, okay? Is I really, really think that the homophobia leads to they themselves being closeted homosexuals. And I really think that Leroy Hopper and that Kent Jackson from the Bronx or from Canada, I know deep down inside that they're a couple and they're trying to hide it because they're pastors, but you lead by example. You're a gay pastor and you're proud of it. People, they just insist on attacking the gay community and just, they're like, oh, I don't care what you do as long as you, I don't care what you do behind closed doors. Why should I be a closeted gay? Why should I do it behind closed doors? Why? And
well,
then I want to be an inspiration to them
everybody. You wouldn't want
just
to
the same way you are. it's okay to be gay. There's nothing wrong with being gay in public.
No, there's nothing wrong with being gay in public, but there's a right way and a wrong way to be gay in public, okay?
Well, absolutely. But here's what I said. What's wrong with giving your husband or your boyfriend or your significant other a peck on the cheek or the lips? You know, I'm not talking about making out and full on undressing myself and going to town, you know, and just, you know, doing the deed in front of someone. I'm just saying a hello kiss or a goodbye kiss. What's wrong
yeah,
with that? And I really
that.
Think there's nothing wrong with that. And if Pastor Leroy and Pastor Kent have a homosexual relationship, whether it's through Skype, whether it's in real person.
You know what? I'm gonna pull the
email,
plug on this. Pastor
that's okay.
Ken.
What's wrong
Pastor
with that?
Ken.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
so cut this guy off, Pastor Ken.
It's okay to be gay. There's nothing wrong. Pastor Leroy, be proud to be gay. I stand with you. We have the rainbow to back us up now. Be proud. There's nothing wrong, Pastor Leroy. It's okay to be gay. We accept you. Gay, straight,
bisexual. I mean, 2023.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter,
yeah.
Right? Pastor Ken, you're gay, right? I mean, aren't you gay?
Yeah, I'm gay.
And you're a gay pastor. So what's wrong with that? It's God's rainbow
ministry.
There's nothing
wrong with being gay and a gay pastor.
Exactly.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that at all.
Something...
But I mean, you gotta be respectful of others. Okay, I mean, you know, you gotta conduct yourself professionally. Okay, you can't, you know, as Pastor Kent would say, go dancing in the streets naked.
Go get what?
As Pastor Kent would say, go dancing in the streets naked.
Well, no, what I'm trying to do is, here's what I'm trying to say, is that Pastor Leroy Hopper should look at you for inspiration and see how proud and how you conduct and carry yourself, that it's okay to be a gay pastor, that it's okay to be openly gay, that it's okay to be gay and a man of the cloth, and it's okay to have feelings for another man, and it's okay to love another man. As you love Tony, he can love Pastor Kent Hopper, and I think he might be a little bit embarrassed because Pastor Kent or Dr. Kent admitted to wearing a diaper as an adult, and not because he has an issue, but because he just doesn't feel like walking all the way to the restroom, but that's okay. So what? I mean, we all have our skeletons in our closets, and so do our significant others, but it's okay. It's okay to be gay. Pastor Leo, it's okay to be gay. Can everyone say that? Pastor Kent, can you say it with me? It's okay to be gay.
It's okay to be gay.
It's
okay to be gay. Yes, it is.
It's okay to be gay.
Okay. Well, I don't think Pastor Leroy and Kent are gay. I mean, I know Pastor
Kent.
I know they are.
I know they are. I've been with them on the back channel. And believe me, we've had conversations about back channeling, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So,
well, I didn't know
anyway,
that.
But it's okay. That's it. That's my message for the day. That's my good deed. Let's turn the other cheek. If someone hits us, we turn the other cheek. Pastor Leroy, in your case, it's okay to turn the other butt cheek. It's okay to be gay. Okay? It's okay to be gay. Okay? Well, thank you.
Amen.
Bye, love.
Bye-bye.
Amen, bye.
God bless you.
Bye.
All right.
God bless us all.
Okay. 111, you're on the air tonight here. Who do we have?
Did you actually hear me this time, or are you going to just...
You what happened? Oh,
let me say something. I break into a Chinese technology. You fat Tony. You killed my father.
something that I was trying to ask.
You fat man! You kill my papa!
So is
Go ahead, Uncle D. Okay, you're on the air.
Is Leroy there so I can talk to him?
Yeah, I'm
still
here.
Fuck you, black man! You killed my father! You think I'm not gonna fuck you up my ass?
Pastor Ken, you need to mute that guy.
Okay.
Can I know you're gonna have a retarded fake Asian guy calling?
Oh, I'm not fake! What's up, jungle?
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead,
Uncle G. Okay. All right. Here's Pastor Leroy. How did you get on this show as a host? Did you let yourself, Bruce Rimshaw, or Bruce's girlfriend suck Ken's dick?
Okay, so first off, I don't know who this Bruce character is that you keep mentioning.
He's the guy that got you on the show. He's the guy that got you on the show. Okay? That's what I want to know. Who sucked him off? Was it you? Was it?
You know, Tony, I'm going to be honest with you, brother. I'm going to be honest with you. You're not smart enough to argue with me, man. All due respect. You understand? You understand where I'm coming from, Tony? Look, man, I came on your show many months ago, and what did you call me when I was on your show, man? You called me the N-word. I'm not going to say it on here because this is a godly show. I'm not going to say it on here, but you called me that numerous times. You didn't believe in me. So I don't know what the hell you're talking about, man. Please elaborate if you know what that even means.
You know what? I think Uncle T left again.
No, of course he did. You know why he did? Because he is an idiot. And I got to tell you, Pastor Ken, he busted your balls big time on his show last night, and Tony Farrar. And you know I love you both, but that's what he did. You have to listen to that show after the show's over if you haven't already listened to it. This guy is a Judas. He says he calls J-Bo a Judas. You know why? Because J-Bo gave up on him, as we all did. He comes on here last night thinking he's the king of blog talk, and he's not the king of anything. Look, man, if you want to go head-to-head with Pastor Leroy Jackson, let's do it, man. Come on. You ain't that far from me. You're in, what are you in, Massachusetts? I'm in New York City, man. Like a 2-hour drive. Come on down here, man. Let's talk. Let's have some lunch. Let's have lunch.
Yeah.
I know it's going to be a big-ass lunch if you're going to be there, but you know what? Let's have some lunch.
Yeah, let's bring on another call here, 111. Maybe it's Uncle Tony calling back in. Let's see. 111, you're on the air.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Then, I was just listening. I wasn't going to press the one key, but I think I got to say something. You know, this stuff about homophobia, I don't know what's going on, but I could tell you this. I was in the closet many years, and I'm proud to be gay. And I don't think it's right that people have to hide being gay. I'll tell you one thing. I, too, am from the Bronx. And me and Leroy have had a relationship. We've been to the bathhouses. We see each other for lunch. And I'm a top. I'll tell you this. I'm a top. But just because I've had my way with Pastor Leroy doesn't mean he's not gay. Doesn't mean I'm gayer than he is or less gay. All I'm saying, it's okay to be gay like that. My brother, my fellow gay man said, okay? Now, as far as Brucey Bottoms goes and Pastor Leroy, you guys have to understand. Why are you denying being gay? You and I have been together many times, Leroy. You know it. I know it. And that Motel 6 knows it.
Okay. Well, what is your name, sir?
My name is Marcellus.
Marcellus? Well, glad to have you on the show, Marcellus.
I'm glad to be on the show. That's all I've got to say.
All right. All right. Well, God bless you, Marcellus. Okay, thank you for calling in.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? I just want to send a shout out to everybody from the Bronx, to my brother Barney, called earlier, and Pastor Leroy, good, close, intimate companion of mine.
Amen. Well, anyway, any more callers want to call in tonight? Hit that one key, okay, and I'll bring you on, okay? This has been a great show so far, okay? We've had a lot of callers tonight, okay? We had a couple people in the Bronx here tonight, yeah? Okay, let's give a shout-out to Juan from Alabama. I'll give a shout-out to Johnny Longfeather. DC2, okay, everybody that's in my chat, okay, give a shout out to Mike Hunt, Ashley Brimshaw, okay, Captain Scarlet, Dee Dee Douglas, Farrar, Gahul, Gavin Moorhead, Hooligan 13, Mattress 5000, Mitchell 4, Fat Center, and Shit Stain. God bless y'all. All righty. Let's bring on a 111 caller. Okay, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, how's it going?
All right, I got a question for you. When God judged Sodom and Gomorrah, was Jesus Christ with them?
Was Jesus Christ with in Sodom and Gomorrah? Well, yeah, he was in heaven at the time. He wasn't on the earth yet, but he was there.
Yeah, but was he in agreement with the Father?
With the what? With the Father?
Was he in agreement with the Father?
Yeah, he was in agreement with the Father.
All right. So to say that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, right?
Right.
So wouldn't the stuff we do now, if you're gay, straight, fornication, period, isn't that sin?
Yeah. I mean, sin is sin. Okay, whether you be straight, whether you be gay, okay, if you act immoral or do immoral things, okay, yeah, it's in.
So if a gay person and a regular person are having sex and they're not married, they think they have redemption.
If you have out of marriage sex, okay, and you repent about it, okay, you have redemption, okay. But if you continually keep on doing it over and over and over and over and over, that's another story.
So if you're gay, you believe God will let you in?
Yeah, I believe God will let you in. Okay, yeah, I believe he will. Okay, I mean, God made all of us in his image. Okay.
What if you're an adulterer? Will he let you in?
I'm sure he will if you repent about it. Yeah.
All right, you answered my questions.
Yeah, I believe he would. He would let you in if you repent about it. Yeah. Yeah. Let me bring on another call here. We got 111. 111, you're on air.
Hi, I just want to confirm that Leroy Jackson from the Bronx is the best bottom I've ever had in my life. Like, he gives the best floppy toppy, too, let me just say. He's a sexy man. I love his ding-dong. Please have him on the show more. Thanks.
Okay. You're so welcome. All right. 111, you're on the air.
Hey, man, this is Cletus. Little Rock, Arkansas. First off, sir, how you doing, sir? I just wanted to say I think it's admirable that you had the retarded Asian guy on the show for so long. I would have cut him off a long time before you did, and I think it's really godly that you let a Special Olympic-type person on your show. That's a beautiful thing, and I think, you know, it's really good to give those simpletons some air time, you know? And so... I just want to say that first and foremost. Second,
amen, brother.
Excuse me, sir?
I just said amen, brother. I agree with everything you're saying.
Oh, okay, man. I wasn't sure. I thought it was the Asian fella. I didn't know. But I just want to say there's a lot of talk about Pastor Leroy being involved in gay I don't even know how to word it. You know, I'm not from
chicanery.
You know, that's a big word for me to say. But I would like to say this: if the man likes asshole, the man likes asshole. I don't understand why everybody keeps calling and making a big thing of it. And who is this Bruce Rimshaw guy? I ain't ever heard that name in my life, but like three people called and said his name. Kenny, who the hell is that guy? I don't know who he is.
He's in the chat room. He's in the chat room. Brimshaw's in the chat room. I don't know about his first name being Bruce. I just know Brimshaw. Okay?
Well, I mean, there's been a couple of callers that basically made it seem like they were, fornicating with the man, and I just don't think that's right to put the man's business out there like that. I mean, who cares who he's fucking? I mean, I don't care. I just, listen, I call in to hear the godly word. I don't want to hear about
that.
Some man's forlorn fine, his asshole, or these three guys fucking each other in a Bronx bathhouse. Nobody wants to hear that shit. Anyway,
I personally think it's sexy. It makes me want to go to God more, and it makes me want to jack off. I will say that right now. As a gay man,
ooh,
I really like the bathhouse talk. And if this is a gay show, there needs to be more discussion about bathhouses and fucking each other.
Well, you got your money's worth tonight, sir. You absolutely got your money's worth tonight, because there's been a lot of talk of sucking and fucking and people calling in from bathhouses and whatnot. I ain't used to that type of shit here in Arkansas. You get a couple of queers around here, they'll pull out the 12-gauge and blow goddamn head off. But anyway, I'm sorry for taking up so much time. Ken, thank you for taking my call, sir. You have a blessed evening.
You too, Cletus. God bless you. All right. 111, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is Roberto. I'm calling.
Hey, Roberto, what's up?
I've been hearing your show, and I want to invite everybody over to the Bronx. We're starting a new program calling Ram Ranch Gym, and for gay people to go there.
Oh, okay.
I am the bad boy there.
You are?
Yes.
Okay.
We do all types of services.
All right. Well, what do you, what kind of services do you do?
Well, if you mention God's Rainbow Ministries, you get 10% off.
Oh, okay. That
we
sounds great.
There. And when I say everything, everything.
Okay. All right. Well, well, I guess what I'm going to say, Pastor Leroy, you want to say goodnight to everybody?
No, I don't want to say goodnight to anybody, man.
You don't?
This show.
Okay.
This show.
Hi, can you guys
has
still
made
hear
me sick to my stomach. How about that?
Am I still on the line?
You're still on the line.
Hello, is this Gary?
Well, yeah, this is Gary. I just want to say hi to everyone. And Pastor Leroy, we still love you and think highly of you. And please continue to be an inspiration for the gay community. And it's okay to be a bottom. You feel it more, if you know what I mean. You catch my drift. But if you and I ever talk to each other, see each other in person, maybe we could take turns. You like that, don't you, Pastor Kenny? That's right. Giving and taking is awesome, right?
Okay. Well, I want to say God bless everybody. Thank you for listening to tonight's show, okay? We'll be back tomorrow night with Pastor Wanda. She should be on tomorrow night for sure. So stay, be ready for tomorrow night with Pastor Wanda. She'll have a blessed message
can
for us. Okay.
More callers. Can you take more callers? Can you take more callers? Kenny?
Oh yeah, we do have. We do have. I just seen them. 111.
Oh.
111. You're on the air.
Shalom, Kenny. Thank you for thinking, brother. Kenny. It's DC2,
yeah.
Baby. How you doing, brother?
Great, DC2. How you doing, Noah?
Man, I'm great, man. Listen, I'm so happy that I got in just before you ended the show, man. I just wanted to say you're doing a great job. I'm glad, and I don't mean any disrespect, but I'm so glad that Wanda didn't call in tonight and you did the show solo. I think you did a great job. I'm not sure who else is on the panel. Who else is on the panel tonight? I haven't gotten to listen to most of the show.
Okay. Well, we had Cletus. He was here earlier.
Well, is Pastor Leroy on the show?
Huh?
Oh. Who is that lovely man?
I don't know. He was from Arkansas.
No, it was the man that just said hi, handsome. Oh, Gary. How you doing,
handsome,
brother?
This is Gary.
Hey, Gary, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. How you doing, love?
I'm great, man. You are a wonderful man. You are a good caller. I'm not gay myself, but I think it's beautiful how loving you are, brother, and how you express love for everyone else around you and the people that call in. I think that's a wonderful thing. I think Kenny would agree, right, Kenny?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
What the hell was that? Was that a
absolutely
horse?
That was somebody laughing, I guess.
Anyway, is Leroy still on the line? Because me and Leroy, we got to square some shit up real quick. Is he on the line?
No, Pastor Leroy dropped. He hung up.
Well, that is very disappointing. I'll just have to wait for another day because I don't want to talk any nonsense while he's not on the line. That wouldn't be right. Hopefully, you know, he can call in on another show or something like that, and we can square off, not square off, but we can settle our differences or whatever. Because I know, you know, I said some things I said something on Discord about, you know, a character in a fiery death. I shouldn't have said it. I didn't mean it literally, and I think he took it that way. So I just wanted to talk to him about that. But it's all right, man. I'll wait until another time to do that. But thank you, Kenny, for taking my call. I thought he was on the line, so I was going to talk to him. But since he's not, I'm just going to say God bless you, brother. Keep doing your thing. And, Gary, man, I love you. You a great caller. I hear you on Kent all the time. Keep preaching the gospel of the homosexual community, brother.
Okay. 111, you're on the air. Who do we got?
Hey, this is Pastor Veal. I would like to talk to Pastor Leroy too, but same thing with Donnie. I don't want to do it until he's not on air because he said something on Kent's show which really resonated with me, that we used to be tight and now we're not tight. I still think myself and Pastor Leroy are tight, and I hope to host a show with him again someday now that we've buried the hatchet, you and I, Ken.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're always welcome back on my show, Pastor Leroy. I mean, Pastor Bill. You're always welcome back. Okay?
Amen, my brother. Amen. Well, you have a great night, Pastor Ken. And what's that?
Why you call Pastor Ken a bitch?
Pastor Ken is a little bitch sometimes, but he's enjoyable. He's an enjoyable man. He's a nice man.
No, you want to know who a bitch is?
Helpless people,
I tell you who the bitch is.
Servants.
Kent is a bitch.
Yes, amen. We have a mutual enemy in Ken Hopper. He's an evil, evil man.
I wish Leroy would quit that show and join Ken, honestly. Ken is way more entertaining. He has thicker skin. Kent is just a bitch that types on a keyboard and talks shit nonstop and cries and wears a motherfucking diaper. Who in the fuck that's 50 years old wears a diaper? A motherfucking who does that? Because he's too fat and lazy to get up and piss? He just pee in the fucking Kenny, have you ever heard of such things?
Well, I heard he's incontinent. He's having problems with his bladder and
he's just
colon.
Lazy, man. He's just fat and lazy, man. The man is a repugnant human being, and he's a liar. And I hope Leroy sees the light at some point. Maybe I can help him see the light, and he'll join your show where the real entertainment value is, as long as Wanda's not on here putting everybody to sleep with her crackhead ramblings. But anyway, Kenny, you know, it just – Kent is just – I don't have words for him. You can't disagree with him. He acts like he
Oh, that him?
That sounds like him. Kent,
but
you on the line?
No, he's not on the line.
My son.
Is somebody imitating him?
Oh, okay. I can't tell. You can very easily make yourself sound retarded. So it's very difficult to tell the difference. But anyway, no, it's just this, man. Kent is, he thinks he's like the man, and he is not any better than anyone else. He treats people like he's better than them, and I've had it with that, man. I'm done with his bullshit. That whole act
me.
Is tired. Anyway,
because I dare question him on the rumors I heard through the quote-unquote pastoral grapevine about him and Leroy being in a relationship, which I know. I mean, I don't think that's true at all. Leroy's not the kind of pastor who I know would swing that way. But, you know, he kicked me from it, and his co-host Kim yelled at me, and then he called me two-faced, and he said horrible, horrible things to me in DMs. I think he used at least 5 racial slurs against me. It was just ungodly.
Yeah, he hates Veal.
He absolutely hates Veal. He hates me, too, for the same reason.
What really happened? What, Pastor Veal, since you're on here, what causes hatred between Kent and you?
He questioned I suggested, I suggested an LGBTQ hour of power on his show, and he scoffed at it and said that it was a terrible idea, that the homosexual community did not need representation on his show, and that I should go F myself, is what he said. That's
really?
Why he doesn't like gay people. He doesn't like gay people. He doesn't like Tony Farrar. He doesn't like Muslim people. He doesn't like Jewish people.
He don't like black people. I don't care what Leroy says.
Man, he's a virulent racist. A virulent racist. Yeah, and listen, man. Veal's right. Like, Veal is not even one-eighth of the level of disrespectful that I am, because I don't, like, Veal's a godly man. I'm not as godly as Pastor Veal, so I go off on Kent when he's stupid. And he's all, Veal's always respectful, always, doesn't use any profanity, and Kent still hates him. And it's simply because he's pro-LGBTQ and he challenges Kent on his thoughts. Kent thinks everyone that listens to that show should agree with every last thing that he says. And if you don't, there's something wrong with you and you're a hater and all this, and you're judging him when you're simply challenging him on what he's saying, because things that he say aren't always true. Like, for instance, he said that, you know, the government's trying to kill everybody, and if you got the vaccine, that's a Satan's
mark of the beast.
Mark of the beast. I mean, that's pure just insanity. And I'm not
he also said that earthquakes are caused. He said earthquakes are happening right now because Armageddon is coming, and we don't know what causes earthquakes. His thesis is 12 pages long and no discernible font. So, like, I don't know what he's talking about when he says, oh, I have a thesis. That's not a thesis. Theses are, like, 90 pages long.
It's true. It's very
that
true.
Actually. He's just he's a liar and an idiot. He truly is. And he thinks that if you go against him, you're going against God, which is the most wildest thing I've ever heard. He is not apt to criticism whatsoever.
Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Okay?
Not on that show, you're not. You're not on that show. You get blacklisted. I can't call that show. I'll be off of it in 15 seconds.
He doesn't allow Grover on the show either.
Yeah, Grover ain't allowed on there either. Yeah, he's right. I mean, Leroy always says that Kent doesn't hate black people. But I think Leroy is blinded by his love for Kent because, first of all, Kent still calls black people in 2023 colored. He calls me colored. He calls Leroy colored. That is not the proper term for an African-American man in 2023. It ain't 1960, and this ain't Rosa Parks. And besides that, like, when I call in or Grover calls in, we get a leash about a half millimeter long before he hangs up the phone. And that's why I don't call that show anymore. There's no point. There's no point. Pastor Veal, and I don't mean that by any disrespect. I'm just shortening it. But Pastor Veal is a godly man, and he is a patient man because he continuously tries to call Kent and have adult Christian conversations, and Kent runs away like a toddler. Well, I guess a toddler doesn't run, but he runs away like a little kid because it's disagreement. That's one thing I will say for you, Ken. I respect the fact that you will let people share their opinion even if you disagree with it. I will always respect that about you.
If everybody has an opinion.
But not everybody.
Doug. I don't want you to bring Doug on here. Doug is annoying, but everybody else is good, and at least you're consistent, right?
Do what?
Yeah, man.
But at least he's consistent.
Yeah. Yes, he is. Okay.
Folks.
Okay. We're off the air now. Okay. So
okay.
We're basically just talking off the air now. I was about to let you all know that.
Well, no, Kenny, I think it'll still have it. It's called overtime. Sometimes they let it run on, and it'll be at the end of the show. It's just the people that were listening on the link, Kenny, that aren't on the phone, they're not going to hear it right now, but they'll hear it on the playback, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they will. It'll pop up. I'm playing Battlefield right now, Ken. Have you ever played Battlefield?
No, I haven't. No.
It's a really good game. You should play it. It will remind you of your service in Vietnam.
Kenny ain't that old.
Okay. No, I'm not that old.
You service in the military, since we know Ken is a veteran
of
both the and the Army.
But, Kenny, just to wrap up what I was saying, you were saying, everyone's entitled to their opinion, but not everyone invites that opinion. And you invite that opinion, and Kent doesn't. That's why I have respect for you. To me, a pastor should be able to explain his position.
Yeah.
And he can't do that.
Okay.
He just
at least try to.
At least try. So, listen, no man is perfect. No man has all the answers. Kent, me, nobody does. So I'm not going to judge a man for not knowing everything. But he doesn't even try. He just says we're bullying him by asking him questions, and that's not the case. And so, I just stopped calling. I listen to your show, and, because I know I can come on here and share my opinion, and you'll be cool with that, and you've always been that way, and I respect that. So I appreciate you, brother. I'm sorry if I took up a lot of time, but I just wanted to say that because there's such a stark difference between calling this show and calling that show. It's totally different. So
thank you. You ain't got to apologize for talking long. I barely hear from you anymore, so I like to hear Donnie Baby talking to the can.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate you.
Amen, right. Brother.
Kenny, when's your next show, bro?
I'm going to do a show tomorrow night with Pastor Wanda. Okay,
Why wasn't she here tonight?
Huh?
Why wasn't she here tonight? Tonight's a night.
She said she had something else to do. She was still downtown handing out food to people and stuff, and she wasn't going to make it back in time for the show. So...
maybe she handed food out to Grover Washington. Have you thought about that?
She's in Atlanta. He's in San Antonio.
Yeah, she's in Atlanta.
Oh, damn. Well, maybe someday her and Grover can meet. I think Grover needs a good woman in his life, and maybe Wanda's that woman. You know what I'm saying?
That'd be a great love connection. Kenny, make that love connection with Grover. You should do that, man. That'd be pretty cool.
Well, I don't think that'll happen. She's not
well,
that
you never know, brother. Well, no, I'm not. She doesn't like men? She a lesbian?
She gave up on that.
Well,
she
maybe
don't want
Grover
a man
will strike something in her. Have you thought about that? Grover could be that man.
Well, Kenny, thank you for doing the show regardless. I appreciate you doing a show. I didn't think that you would if she didn't show up, and you did. So thank you for that, man. And it was nice talking to you. And I appreciate the fact that you still do shows and you allow people to share their opinion, man. So thank you for that. And Pastor Veal, keep
Amen,
up the good
Ben.
Work, man. I hope you bring your show back. I called in a couple times. I really enjoy the way you do your thing. You're a good pastor and a good man. So appreciate you too, brother.
Amen, brother. And
maybe he'll come back here. Maybe he'll come back here and we can keep going on.
Hey, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Ken, thanks for having the show. I'm going to hang up now, and I'll probably maybe be in Discord PC. I don't know. If other people are there.
All right. We'll talk to y'all later. God bless.
All right. Have a good night, Kenny.
Amen, Bob.
Good night.
Oh, somebody